You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, asking the questions that matter, like, are you sad that Corey killed Tank Top Tuesday just because the kids are back in school?
It'll be back next year, all right? Next summer, we'll start it. We'll even start it early, and I'm going to have more cooler tank tops for next year.
Okay, I look forward to that. Right now, brought to you by Ford and your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. It is our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Well, we're doing well. I trust that by watching the preseason game, you have figured out the entire roster and the entire season. Do you want to give us all 53 names now? Do you want to portion them out? How does that work?
I probably can give you 40.
Okay.
Whoa.
Can I ask you a general roster philosophy question?
All right.
All right. So I'm just going with Mickey Spagnola. Which player do you like better before we get to why that he won't get on the roster? If you got to choose, would you rather take James Houston or Will Grier? I know they're going to keep Will Grier, but like, if it was up to you, would you rather James Houston made the roster?
Will Grier. You guys like James Houston?
Yeah, do you not?
I don't know, maybe I missed something, but...
I just saw a couple plays where he flashed on Saturday.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Okay, Mickey's against my first.
But you know what? I've asked about James Houston a couple of different areas, and there hasn't been a lot from.
Well, you know what?
Him,
you guys asked me last week about it, right?
I did, yeah.
So, I thought he looked good.
And I said, well, let me look at this guy.
Yeah.
And
he didn't do it for you.
He had 43 snaps, he had 2 tackles.
Yeah. Those were the two that I said he flashed.
So you saw him. Yeah. He saw each
one
of them.
I saw both of them.
Yeah. I was like, how come they asked me about this guy?
Oh, man.
Sorry. Maybe I wasn't watching enough.
I'll tell you why I asked about him. Because when obviously they were looking for some people to play that position. Like, that was why he got signed for camp. And then on top of that, I just had not heard his progression. And so I was kind of, I watched him while we were out there, but we were out there for like 3 days. And so I was trying to figure out if anything else had progressed since then. And based on what I've heard, not much. So,
well, I mean, if you're going to compare him to the two guys you just mentioned, right? Or to the guy you mentioned, well, he might have to be the backup quarterback.
Yeah. No, you're right about that. I don't dispute that.
And I know that was going to take the discussion in a different direction.
For sure.
Yeah, that's, to me, if you're looking for things that are unsettled that scare you between cornerback and backup quarterback, would get my attention.
Is Will Grier is probably, you said, probably going to have to be the backup quarterback because Joe Milton can't play in this league, or Joe Milton's not ready to play in this league?
Yeah. You know, today on our podcast, I compared the situation to Tony Romo. Because when Romo came in 2003, he wasn't ready to play in the National Football League. And he didn't have to.
Right.
And he wasn't being judged that way. Right? And so 2003, 2004, 2005, and then in 2006, he got in there. Right? Halfway through the season. And there's nothing wrong with that. You don't need to, you know, he came in as an undrafted free agent. Joe Milton comes in as a sixth-round draft choice.
Yeah.
So somebody didn't think a whole heck of a lot of them, right? But they saw some potential. Well, I think the potential and the athletic abilities there, but I don't know that he's played enough football.
I'm right there with you.
And there's just some simple things that you have to be able to do to be the backup quarterback. And I think I said this last week, that when you're the backup quarterback and once the season starts – you hardly get to do anything in practice.
True, yeah.
So you got to lean on your experience, and he just doesn't have that. And to go back to Romo, if Quincy Carter doesn't get cut in 2004 in training camp, he was the fourth guy. He's right. Out, right?
Yeah.
We'll never know, you know, maybe he did it with somebody else, but he wasn't going to do it with the Cowboys. Now, I guess they could have put him on the practice squad, but remember back then the practice squad was pretty limited. It wasn't 16 players, right? It was half a dozen, eight maybe, something like that. So as a third quarterback, I would keep him and keep working with him. But as the guy that might have to go in the second half of the first game, I don't know.
Yeah. I was watching the Wall 2.0 Deep Blue. It was really good.
I saw it last night.
Those three guys, I watched it last night. Those three guys are, I love those guys. But there was a line that they said about when Dak and Zeke got there and how they didn't know how serious all the games were. And when I was watching Joe Milton on the sideline after a couple of errant throws, it looked like he's already in his head. And like it's like everything's on this. And I don't know if you can play that way. Like, I really don't know if you can play whenever you're just that wound up about, oh, man, if I fail, it's all over. And I'm hoping he can get past that at some point.
Yeah, I think, you know, we have to wait. Because teams are going to cut guys, right? There's going to be some quarterbacks that have actually played in the league that are going to get cut. And maybe some that maybe played more college football. Now, I know he, you know, was in college playing, 3 years in Michigan, 3 years at Tennessee, but he didn't play a heck of a lot of games. I think it averaged out to just around 7 games a year.
Okay.
And the most he played was 12, I think, his last game at Tennessee. And he couldn't beat Missouri, by the way.
In your face, Chappie.
I'm just throwing that out there.
I always appreciate college.
Or maybe it was the year before that. I don't remember. But anyway, yeah, I just think they got to keep their eyes wide open to see what else is available. And if not, and it's not like Will Grier has a ton of experience, right?
He's
played, three NFL games?
Right.
And they were back in 2019. So, they're kind of backed themselves into a little bit of a corner here.
And it feels particularly unfortunate with the numbers game that the Cowboys are going to pretty much have to, I would assume, carry three quarterbacks at a time that you said positions like cornerback are still unsettled. It feels like, I don't know if it's going to hit on the defensive line, offensive line, cornerback, but you're going to lose somebody off your 53-man roster because you need to carry that third quarterback.
Well, they did last year, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they spent that.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
That season with Trey Lance, hoping... And it never materialized, right?
Yeah.
They might have kept him if it had, you know, somebody gave him some money.
Right.
Chargers, right?
Right.
And he's done okay in the preseason. I don't know that he's been great. As the third quarterback making what Joe Milton's making, I could keep him on the
sure.
roster, but I just don't know about putting him in a game to try to save the day.
Right.
Yeah. It'd be like going to the Rangers bullpen.
Oh.
Oh, my.
Mickey, we just try to have a positive discussion about...
And then I dumped on two things, right?
Yeah, I saw what happened on Friday night as well
and
the previous week. And so one of the things that was frustrating about... this game to me, like it doesn't matter that the Cowboys lost the game. Like, I don't care about that, but it's that they struggle to stay on the field offensively. And so you got to see like less of maybe, I don't know if you think it's Joe Milton, but like we got to see less of the offense than I would have hoped. They had like about 20 minutes of possession and you saw a whole bunch of their drives wipe out pretty quickly. Mm-hmm. That felt disappointing just in terms of evaluating some of your guys in a game setting.
Yeah, especially since it's a preseason game. Did you look at the number of snaps?
No, I missed it.
47.
Ouch.
That's not enough.
Yikes.
At halftime.
They get more of those in practice.
At halftime, if I remember correctly, I got it here. If you just let me turn the page real quickly.
We'll wait.
I was thinking that Baltimore had 50 snaps. They did. 50 snaps at halftime. Yeah, so if you projected that out, that's 100 in the game when 60 and 70 is about normal, right?
Yeah.
They had 50.
Wow.
And a lot of that was because the Cowboys at halftime had, oh, that can't be right, 18 snaps?
I was going to say, I think it was 17, but
yeah,
18
snaps. I think that is right, actually.
Yeah.
And the total yards was 273 to 31.
It's not enough. And your run game wasn't doing much. Like, I didn't get a good feel on Miles Sanders. And
yeah, but you didn't have enough snaps to be able to judge it. So, actually, that's a really good point. I'm going to go put that in my column, that because they had so few snaps, you didn't have a good chance to give everybody a good evaluation.
I think you also that line has to be, as I was saying on the KNC masterpiece. Ooh. On 105.3 The Fan, my daily hit.
You could leave that off, because then you'd also have to put in your column, they won't stop asking me about James. Yeah, and so I feel like we're one and one now. So
we're doing well, though. Yeah. We're doing well.
So the next one will really determine how we feel about this hit today. I don't think the results have come back yet, and if I'm wrong about that, please let me know. But it sounds like there are concerns about Jonathan Mingo missing time. What have you heard on that?
Yeah, I was told last night that they feared he had a PCL sprain, and so I don't know. They were going to have to check and see what
right
level the sprain was. I'm sure they're doing an MRI today. Maybe Schottenheimer at 1 o'clock today.
Yeah.
We'll have some results on that. But yeah, you know, you sat there and you go, well, I don't know, that wide receiver position is kind of congested. And, you know, that happens. You go, well, who knows? Maybe it's not that congested, you know? So, yeah, that was unfortunate because that was kind of the play before he got hurt was the play of the game, right?
Yes.
And then the next play, the pass in the end zone, that's when he sprained his knee. I think it is of some concern at this point.
Does that clear the way for maybe short-term Flannoy?
Well, I think he had a chance at, if they kept six, that I think he would have been the next guy up.
Okay.
At six. You know, because there was those three guys at the back end, right? Flannoy,
Holden, maybe.
Trayshawn Holden, yeah. And Jalen Brooks, who was on the team for, what, the last 2 years?
Yeah.
And, you know, I thought Flannoy, I mean, he didn't get many opportunities Saturday night, but he did have a couple catches, and he has kind of, you know, showed out in practices in Oxnard. So, you know, and they judge all that stuff. So, yeah, I thought that was going to be a tough decision, you know, if they kept five or did somebody push it to six. And, you know, and then you sit there and go, well, I don't know if they can get those three guys on the practice squad. But I'm thinking every team is kind of thinking that. We got this guy. He's really good. I don't know if we get him the practice squad. So right. I think there's a lot of teams in that situation.
Now, real quick, the last thing I was curious about. Tomorrow, the Cowboys documentary hits Netflix. You've been around for the entirety of the Jones era, though. So does this interest you at all? Or are you like, I feel like I know most of these stories and all of this stuff?
I think in two things. One, maybe it reminds me of some things. And then two, just to know that, is this how I remember it? Mm. You know, how accurate is it, right, to my memory? And,
right.
You know, hey, we're talking 30 years ago, right?
Right.
You know, that's a long time. That could be a half a lifetime if you think about it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'll be interested to watch and see you know, I guess over the weekend or whenever it was, we learned about Jerry and the cancer thing.
Yeah.
And I don't think that ever came out, even behind the scenes. I know it didn't come out, obviously, publicly, but I think we knew he did have some, we saw the remnants of some of the melanoma things that he had, but other than that, we didn't really know that. So there might be some other things. And then again, when you're interviewing guys for things like that, sometimes revisionist history,
sure,
you know, is a little bit different than what really took place. So I'll be interested to see how those interviews went with all those guys back in the day.
Well, thank
yeah. It should be. And I think, you know, it's 30 years ago, so there'll be some people that, you know, didn't live through that.
Yeah, true.
So it'll be very instructional.
Yeah, I like that. How to win a Super Bowl. Thank you very much, good sir. We'll catch up with you again tomorrow.
All right. I'll talk to you. See ya.
There you go. Mickey Spagnuolo right here on 105.3 The Fan. And you can check out his stuff, of course, on DallasCowboys.com.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.